Forcing my lids open, I check the time. 10:14. How long would they leave me here? Hours? Days? Wait. They couldn't leave me here for days. That was illegal. Right? What would happen to me? Juvenile detention? Prison? Would I be tried as an adult? Oh, God. They hung traitors, didn't they? I covered my face with my hands. I don't want to die. Not now. I still had to finish my latest invention, the proto-laser tracker, for physics class. And my final in Biochem 440, and my keystroke memorization program. I was about to die, and my geeky experiments were all that worried me. Jeez. 10:53. What had upset the government most? My hacking their system or the information I'd been after? Did I leave a trail? No, not possible. I knew how to cover my tracks when entering systems. 11:02. I shouldn't tell them about David. That would get me, not to mention David, into worse trouble. I should tell them I'd hacked just to hack, to see if I could break their system. No, that made me sound like a juvenile delinquent. I blew out a long, confused breath, wanting to get the whole thing over with. If someone would walk in, my mind would stop spinning and I'd say whatever felt right to say. 12:21. Oh, God, I have to pee. Someone? Hello? I'm not a bad kid, I promise. I'm a good kid. I've never done anything wrong. I've never hacked into a system before. Well, except that one time. My calculus professor gave me a 100 for the semester. I changed it to a 98. After all, that's what I deserved. That was the problem with having such a high IQ. Teachers assumed I was perfect and almost never graded my work. Did the government know about that? Were they going to charge me for that, too?